At least one Bloomington City Council member regrets the cancellation of the special meeting last week over the Welcoming City draft ordinance. GLT talked with Alderman Jamie Mathey at his store in downtown Bloomington about his disappointment.
I don't think we got resolution on this in the community. After the mayor announced it was going to be a special meeting, it was going to be on the agenda, we were going to talk about this again, I got a lot of phone calls and email and Facebook messages from people all over the community on both sides of the argument, and I spent at least 20 hours of time, call it as a probably conservative estimate, talking to people on the phone, responding to emails, you know, and answering questions that I was receiving. I mean, people even stop into my store and they, you know, they know where I'm going to be. And as long as they're respectful that I have to run a business and stop and help customers, I'll talk to anybody that comes in. And I don't feel like those people who reached out to me, who I had great conversations with, I don't feel like their concerns now have a voice. They're not going to be aired in the community. People aren't going to know. You know, we know what legislators and officials think. We know what community groups think. But what do the individuals who live in Bloomington, those people aren't going to get their chance to voice their concerns. That part bothered me a lot.
Didn't they get a chance last December when there was the big meeting at the BCPA? Hasn't there been a chance for public input on this question over the many times it's come up?
Yes, but we also keep changing what the ordinance is and what the ordinance says it was going to do. So, you know, depending, even aldermen on the city council's opinions change depending on what was in that ordinance. You know, we went from the original draft of it that we saw said the Bloomington Police Department may never contact the ICE folks at all, and period. We went from, unless we're complying with federal or state warrants. And we went from that all the way to the exact opposite side of the scale, where we had an ordinance in late January, early February, that did nothing other than repeat what was in the Illinois Trust Act. So it actually accomplished nothing in the community, to now we had this particular draft. I felt like this was a good compromise. We're you know, in working as a community, nobody is ever going to get 100% their way. So I felt like this particular draft was a good compromise, and people had different opinions on it based on that compromise. And you know, it's how do we meet in the middle on these things instead of everything being so polarized? This particular draft, what we saw was, you know, in criminal instances, criminal investigations, if a crime had been committed, and I think it's also important to note that a crime is legally defined as an illegal action that could result in incarceration, right? That's a big difference there. So when a crime had been committed, this draft allowed the Bloomington Police Department full discretion to do what they needed to do to solve the crime, to you know, seek the best justice that we possibly could as a community. But in non-criminal activities, as in civil violations and ordinance violations, if you get pulled over for speeding or a broken taillight or something of that nature, it defined and said that the Bloomington Police Department could not or would not contact ICE without seeking approval from a supervisor or the chief of police. So it was like I felt like we were moving towards a compromise where we could say, if somebody does something really bad, let's take care of that in the community. But if it's not, let's look at this a different way and we can consider more information and more angles on it. And so people had different opinions on that.
Bloomington Alderman Jamie Mathey spoke with GLT at his store, Red Raccoon Games, in downtown Bloomington. This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media and Sound Ideas.